Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcast on this blessed Thursday, and I thank God for all you that are listening. May the Lord continue to bless your family and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you who are listening in Iraq. Welcome to another God's Word to Men broadcast. Canada, we welcome you also. Algeria, welcome. Welcome to those of you in the United States. United Kingdom, we want to shout out to you also. Welcome. And to every country that is listening that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Men broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open and will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2. MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. Once again, it is a blessed Thursday. Thank God for another blessed day, another golden opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to you, the listeners. I am humbled to have this opportunity to be on the broadcast, to be a part of the door opening that God has done for us here in the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. Amen. I will be joined tonight once again by my brother, Brother Robert Gross, whom I'm awaiting for to join me in a few minutes here. Amen. As we continue tonight, once again, glory, dealing with the atonement of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're on this broadcast once again because we are commissioned by the Lord to give the gospel to you, the listeners. We have more things to speak on, and it's going to be coming up soon. We're going to be, Lord say the same, be doing a series concerning the church, the body of Christ, why Jesus said that there needs to be a restoration. And Lord say the same, we would start from the fall away of the church to upcoming point now. As my brother said last night, you know, you think about many of you even listening, you don't know about this. You don't know about, yes, the church fell off. The church was overthrown, disorganized, okay? And this is why the Lord speaks about the restoring of all things, okay? He even gave the restoring of the kingdom in the dream to Nebuchadnezzar, the interpretation to Daniel. And the Lord knew before the date that he had on the return of Christ, he knew that even the kingdom he would set up himself as he walked in the flesh here on this earth was going to falter before his return. And therefore, he set the mark in motion and began to give us little tidbits throughout the prophets, even from the Old to the New Testament, about a restoring that has to come to pass. And it definitely has to come to pass. You look at us today, the body of Christ as in general as a whole, we're messed up. We're messed up. We separated. We all out here and there and everywhere, okay? And sinners are seeing this, okay? And like I said before, they have no business asking, what church should I go to? We all supposed to be one, okay? But once again, we haven't seen that, and some of us don't want to see it. Some of us are comfortable in our own little world. But I'm here to tell you that Christ is coming to shake your world up because he's coming back for a unified people, okay? We're all preaching the return of Christ, but we act like Christ is going to come to us in this condition that we're in. And I'm sad to say, to tell you, that's not going to be so. I don't care how many raptures you preach or teach. The thing of this is that Christ is not coming back to a fragmented church, a church that's all separated, can't really fully come along, come together as one. Oh, we might pray together at times. Maybe sometimes join a Bible study together. It's going to be very short. But other than that, that's as far as it's going to go. Amen. Because we're in our own little world, and we actually think that God is pleased with it. Amen. We actually think that. We actually think that the Lord God in heaven is pleased with us as his people being separated. Okay? And he's not pleased with it. He did not start a separated body or a separated church when he walked here in the flesh, and he's not coming back to a separated church, point blank. And once again, we somehow got this notion to think that Christ is actually pleased condition of the body of Christ today. And once again, I want to say it to you, that's not true. Amen. I don't care how many miracles you done, God has used you to do. It simply is not true. Okay? And some of us is going to come to that revelation. Okay? Because this thing has to be revealed. All right? But once again, the time going to come real soon. That's one of the things I've been working on the side to, with the Lord, to get this thing organized, to present it to you. But once again, after that's done, you choose, okay? You know, you choose whether to accept it or not. So we're looking at this time today that is very crucial. We are dealing with Christian Science today. Amen. We've been dealing with it for, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks or something like that. And I told you there are different parts. And we want to just alert you and inform you to the truth of what God's word has to say. And once again, I have, you know, and my brother have too, giving you warnings. First of all, you as Christians that are listening, you better be very careful, okay? Remember, God says, study to show thyself approved. He says, search the scriptures. He tells us to meditate on the word of God. Amen. He gives us all these things in connection with his word that he tells us to be rooted. Now, why would he do that? Because they're going to be a test. They're going to be a test, okay? They're going to be a test to come to try to shake you off the foundation of Christ. There is going to be a test to throw you to and fro. You know, there's going to be a test. And sad to say, some of us is not going to make it, okay? Because why? We did not obey the words of the Lord. We took for granted that, hey, I'm a Christian. Everything's going to be okay, fine. If I meet any trouble, God's going to swoop in and just snatch me out of there. And that's the mentality we carry without having to do what he said to do to be rooted. I'm starting even to see even more concerning when God tells us to be rooted, the purpose. Because I'm telling you, I mean, there's some stuff that's being said out here. And like I said, some of it is not obvious, people. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Some of them sound exactly like it can be the truth, okay? Amen. And if you don't watch out for that, it'll snatch you off the foundation. And you got so many religions, even these so-called, even these cults, quote, claiming God, okay? And that's one of the deceptions of the enemy, to trick you and to get you caught up, you know, in sin or in the things that are not of God, is to devise a trick and to use such titles as Christian, God, and even getting more bold to a point, Jesus in some things, okay? But the scary thing for us as believers is that some of us, we don't search up. You know, just because certain organizations or religions or cults say Christian, just like, for example, we are on Christian Science, just because they call themselves Christian Science doesn't mean that they're Christians, okay? And what you need to do, that's any organization or whatever you get into, you need to find out as much information about it that you can, okay? Because even some of the simple ones that sound so innocent is not innocent. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. God bless you, brother. We're having a little, once again, a little difficulty here. God bless. And hopefully my brother here will call back in. Amen. And I know he will. I don't know why I just said hopefully. I'm just kind of got distracted here looking at the page and his number flashed up. But anyhow, amen. And just like now, we've been having these technical difficulty issues. And once again, I know some of this is, you know, technology. But I am thoroughly convinced to the greatest degree that Satan is starting this hindrance. I'm definitely convinced of that. That what the brother and myself have been coming before you with, especially here on this atonement, okay? And if there's one thing that the devil especially doesn't want us to speak on, it's the atonement. And Satan is using organizations and religions and stuff like Christian Science and others to say that the blood of Jesus has no effective power, okay? Satan, that's one of his key attacks on the truth, is to come at concerning the atonement, okay? Because if you don't believe that the blood of Jesus has power to cleanse you of your sin, then you have no hope, amen? Now, let's go for this again. See if my brother can click on here. God bless you, brother.
Hey, finally.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.
How are you?
Amen. Blessing the Lord. And greatly blessed tonight because, my Lord, you know, I just told the listeners, I said, I know we have technology problems out there, but I am thoroughly convinced that this is the overall hindrance works of Satan. Okay?
Yes, it is.
I mean, Lord Jesus, I mean, these many days in a row, and especially what we have been talking about last night and finishing it off tonight on part two, the atonement. And I know that this is something that he doesn't want to be told. Don't want people to believe, you know, in the power of the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Once again, we are grateful for another opportunity you have given us to share your word. Father, we are grateful that your hand stretched forth today and you just stayed the enemy. Every enemy spirit by your power had to go away. In the name of Jesus. We are grateful for this opportunity you've given us once again and for your angels to be camped round about us. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus has cleansed and washed us and restored us and made us whole. Father, even when the enemy sees the blood, that he can't do nothing in the name of Jesus because your blood is too powerful. Thank you, Lord, for this door you have opened of a golden opportunity for us to present the gospel. Anyone that tunes in and listens from any part of the world. And Lord God, we ask that you will bless us tonight as we go forth once again with this message, with this lesson, and to those that are listening. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. Thank God.
Amen.
For another opportunity, for those of you who are listening, we're on Christian Science, The Atonement, Part 2. the second and final part tonight. We've been talking about what Christian Science teaches and believes concerning different things concerning God, Jesus, and now we've been talking about what they teach and believe concerning the atonement, and we have been giving you what God has to say concerning the atonement and why God does not agree with Christian Science teaching.
Amen.
Now, for some of you that's listening, you said, and I want to address, I want to be specific, some of you that are professing believers in Christ may be saying to yourself, why do I need to know this? I don't need to know this. I mean, for what? I mean, Jesus take care of me. If I run into trouble, he just come in and scoop me out. What that goes to show is that it goes to show that you're not being obedient to him when he says, study to show thyself approved, search the scriptures, and meditate on my word. And when he tells you to be rooted, to be established in Christ. Apparently, you did not listen to that. And the scary thing about it is that when you don't listen to that, the same thoughts that you got concerning me and my brother here sharing this information with you will come to show that you're open for deception, because the enemy will send people with words so slick and smooth and cunning that you will actually think it's true. Now, I know some of you don't think that that could be, but I'll tell you what, keep thinking that. Hold on. You will find out. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So, glory. We've been looking tonight at last night, part one of the atonement. And once again, for those of you who are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you, after you listen tonight, go back to part one, okay? And, you know, because Blog Talk Radio does record our broadcast, and I like to encourage people to start at the beginning and not to come in the middle or the end of something, because many times you don't get the full understanding of what the lesson or why the lesson is being taught. So I want to encourage you on that. Now, we read to you and gave you the information about Christian Science, its founder, who has been credited for starting Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, part of this what called Mind Science movement, her teachings and what the Christian Scientists believe in what she teach. And so therefore, to paraphrase it and make it just plain to you, they say that the blood of Jesus was no more effective in cleansing you from sin. In other words, that they're saying that the blood of Jesus is powerless, okay, has no power to cleanse from sin. And so we have been looking and say, hey, is that true? Well, the Word of God shows that that's not true. Amen. The Word of God says, once again, I don't agree with Christian Science. And once again, Christian Science is not telling the truth. I want to look at a couple of scriptures, and then I'm going to let my brother chime in on this, because I know he's eager, really eager, to put some old knots on the devil's head, because the devil have been causing him so much hindrance from getting on the broadcast that he would definitely like to repay him back. So I'm going to get these couple of scriptures and therefore give my brother his due and putting a lump on the devil's head again, keeping his head hurt because there's no pill he can take to relieve him from the pain of that headache. And I am so glad about it. Amen. Having said that, I want to go into the book of John chapter 1 and verse 26 in the book of John chapter 1. And like I said, I want to look at a couple of scriptures, and then I'm going to let my brother chime in on it. The book of John chapter 1 verse 26. And I'm going to ask my brother before we get started if he will open us up with prayer in the study of his word.
Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we come before your face, Lord Jesus. We acknowledge you, Lord God, as giver of knowledge, our giver of revelation, our giver, Lord God, of understanding, Lord God, of wisdom, of knowledge, Lord Jesus. Lord God, of mysteries, Lord Jesus, uncovering, Lord God, all things, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, making known those things, Lord Jesus, because it's your good will, Lord Jesus, that we should know these things because we're living in the last days. Lord God, bless the ears of the listeners. Bless their hearts, their minds, their souls, their spirits. Enlighten them, O Lord Jesus, their minds, their souls, their spirits. Protect them, Lord God, from the attacks of the enemy, Lord God, to attack their minds, Lord Jesus, to hinder them, Lord Jesus, with the spirit of unbelief. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. John chapter 1, 26. Verse 29. John chapter 1, verse 29. We are here at the point at the baptism where John is baptizing people the River Jordan. And verse 29 says, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. Now, yesterday we looked at from the Old Testament, and the book of Hebrews chapter 10 summed it up for us and told us that the law having a shadow and not the very image. In other words, the law was a reflected image, okay? Just like when you're out in the sun and you come across a certain darkness, it reflects your shadow, okay? It shows your shadow, the shape of you. But I guarantee you, if you try to football tackle that shadow, you're going to hit the ground because it's not actually you, okay? It's just a reflection of you. And the law was a reflection of the overall important thing that was to be done. As we read here in verse 29, the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, who was to be sacrificed and blood to be shedded like the blood of the animals was shedded in that day and time. So our God, being as great as a teacher, and you will find none greater, not only did he have them doing that, he had them doing that to show them something. And whether you understand about it, many still today call themselves sacrificing animals, which means they missed it. Okay? You know, it's glory to God. You know, just like when you're in the classroom and the teacher's teaching you, and you know there was those times that the teacher was teaching you, but you still wasn't getting it. And you still was going the opposite way. Well, you got some today. You know, still trying to do, quote, the Old Testament practice, okay? And they missed it. Because we are told in Hebrews 10 chapter and even the 9th chapter that the blood of bulls and goats couldn't take away sin. Now, we read here that John the Baptist not only introduced Christ as the Lamb, but he said he is the Lamb to take away sin. Now, the blood of the animals could not take away sin. It can only cover. That's why the word atonement in the Old Testament means, one of the meanings of that Hebrew word is to cover as with bitumen, okay? So the blood of the bulls of the animals can only cover. Here, Jesus is introduced as the Lamb to take away the sin. See, the greatest thing we needed the sin removed. Amen. We didn't need to just have it covered there because it would still been present. Amen. We needed a removal of the sin. Hallelujah. And see, the blood of animals couldn't do it. The blood of animals couldn't do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there had to be one that had to be the Lamb, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now, let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 18 and 19 in 1 Peter chapter 1. And Peter is going to help us along with John introducing Christ as the Lamb. And notice that when the Bible said in John 1 that when he see Christ, he didn't say, behold, this is Jesus. He said, behold the Lamb, okay? Behold the Lamb of God, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That comes to take away the sin of the world. Now, First Peter chapter 1, verse 18 said, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things." So you weren't delivered or bought with corruptible things or things that could perish. He said here, "as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of what? As of a lamb without spot, without blemish and without spot." See, when John introduced him as the lamb, John was letting you know that this is the lamb whose blood is going to redeem you. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. All of our sheep, the glory. See, because you couldn't be redeemed, quote, fully or completely by the animals because they could perish. You had to be redeemed by something that couldn't perish. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And that was the blood. The blood of Jesus. So when
Amen.
You have Christian Science telling you, well, you know, the blood was powerless, no more effective to cleanse from sin. Well, God wants me to tell you and let you know, and them also if they're listening, you don't know what you're talking about. Now, I have to be straight to say that because, see, the devil is being bold himself. Amen? I don't know if you people have ever noticed that, but the devil is coming out more bold with stuff. Why? Because the church is steady backing up. We study backing in the corner scared. You know, have you ever chased a dog that would scare you? And the dog keep running and running, and you kept following him, and see, you able to back him in the corner. That dog was so scared, you could see the dog trembling. Well, see, that's what we're doing. And so when Satan sees that, he stick his chest out further and get more bolder. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
That's why he's doing stuff in church services this day. Okay? Demonic spirits openly coming in church services, taking over. Okay? And some of the pastors, when you look up at the pulpit, he gone. he gone. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, this precious blood of Christ had and has the power to redeem. Glory. To redeem. Because if it didn't, we are in trouble. Okay? Period. There is no help. Okay? Glory to God. If there was nothing to redeem us,
Hallelujah.
We might as well just throw up both hands and the feet.
Yes.
And just say, "I'm done." And see, this is why the devil having this false teaching go out, because he wants many of you to say, "I'm done." Amen. He just wants you to say, ain't no hope. Some of you that's listening out there, you are being convicted of your sin. And you start thinking there's no hope for you. And so the devil brings up this false teaching, trying to dump more on you to make you think there is no hope. But we're here to tell you today there is hope. Amen. And his name is Jesus Christ. And his blood was shedded for you, amen, that your sin could be wiped away. Glory to God. Now I want to look at one more verse here, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 26, and we're going to look at verse 28. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, as he was giving, quote, what we call the sacrament, the Lord's Supper, he says unto them in verse 28, he said, "For this is my blood, which is shed for many," for what? "The remission of sins." Glory to God. Not only that you may be forgiven, but that your sins may be what? Wiped away. Glory to God. And notice he said, his blood, which is shed. Okay? See, Jesus' blood had to be shed. Remember what we read yesterday, what he said in Leviticus 17, that the life is in the blood. So it wouldn't have been enough for them to break a leg of his or break an arm. His blood had to be shed. Glory to God. Just like with the blood of the animals, God didn't just say break their arm, break their leg, break their neck. But the blood had to be shed because the life is in the blood. The blood of Christ, and he told it even before it happened, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed. Okay? Hallelujah. You know, our God is so powerful, he can speak stuff before it come to pass. Amen? He can tell you, what's going to happen before it happens. He said, amen, which is shed. Hallelujah. For the remission of sin. Glory to God. So, Christian Science, you can say all what you want to about the blood not being effective. I know you don't know what you're talking about, okay? I just have to put it plain to you like that, okay? And as you as Christians that's listening, okay, you need to be in this word.
Amen.
You know, just because some religious or whatever call themselves Christians doesn't mean that they are a Christian.
Amen.
Just like they want to say about the Masonic organization. You know the Masonic organization is a Christian organization. I said, really? Yeah. I said, okay, well, let's talk about some of the stuff they teach up in there. Let's see if it's Christian, it should go for the, with the scriptures. Well, what I see is a lot of contradiction. That's the same thing they say now about the Jehovah's Witness. You know the Jehovah's Witness is a Christian organization. I said, really? I said, when their founder said that the man Christ is dead, forever dead, he said, if you don't believe Christ is raised from the dead, this is what the word said, you ain't saved. So how you turn around saying the man Christ is dead, forever dead, and talking about he's a Christian organization? I'm sorry. Those wires don't match. Wrong vehicle. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise be to God. Amen. And now I'm going to let my brother, you know, because I know the devil said, man, I'm just tired of hearing you saying like this. Well, he's going to get tired some more because I'm going to let my brother come in and really swing this hammer and hit him side of the head, especially for trying to hinder him from coming on the broadcast. So I know my brother's going to swing that hammer real hard and knock him side of the head and give him the biggest headache that he ever had. So, brother, go ahead, brother.
Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, bless and sanctify the ears, the hearts, the minds, the souls of the people, Lord God, listening to this broadcast. Bless them, Lord Jesus, Lord, with understanding, with light, with illumination. In Jesus Christ,
we
pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know that the blood is so important that it's mentioned from the first book to the last book, okay, in the Bible.
Amen.
Okay, it's so important that it's mentioned in all the books, okay? Why is the blood of Christ mentioned? Because Jesus Christ is the redemption of everyone. He's the forgiveness of everyone. He's the cleansing of everyone. He's the justification of everyone, okay? Jesus Christ is the one that we was waiting on, okay, all these centuries, okay? Jesus Christ was the one, the only answer to sin, the only answer to all our problems, okay? That's why the blood is so important, and that's why the enemy, the devil, wants to destroy the image of the light of the blood, okay? He don't want you to believe in the blood of Jesus. He wants you to believe in something else. So Satan is always trying to get us to believe in something else.
Right.
Okay? But the Lord says, but in the scriptures, okay, the blood of Jesus Christ, okay, he's our provision. We have these provisions, okay, through the blood of Jesus. I'm going to mention some of these provisions that we have through the blood of Jesus, okay? And
amen.
The first right here. we receive the remission, okay, of our sins, the blood of Jesus, okay? Matthew 26,
Amen.
8.
Amen.
We are redeemed, okay, by the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 1st chapter, 7th verse. Colossians 1 and 14. We are completely washed of our sins because of the blood of Jesus. Revelation 1 and 5.
Amen.
We are justified, regarded as innocent before God, okay, because of the blood of Jesus. Romans 5 and 9.
Amen.
We are brought near to God by the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 2 and 13. With God. Colossians 1 and 20. By the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you feel the blood of Jesus? You should feel it. We are cleansed in our conscience by the blood of Jesus, okay? He cleanses our conscience, hallelujah, and makes us clean, even in our conscience, our mind.
Amen.
He cleanses us, okay? Hebrews 9:14. We are made holy and set apart for God through the blood of Hebrews 13 and 12. We can have new boldness. We can have new boldness to approach God and to ask him for his help through the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19. Are you getting this down? Write it down now.
Amen. Amen.
We can have an ongoing cleansing from sin through the blood of Jesus. That's regeneration, okay? We can have
Amen.
An ongoing cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1 and 7. We can overcome
Amen.
The enemy through the blood of Jesus. Revelations 12 and 11. The eternal blood, hallelujah, hallelujah, cleanses us, washes us, purges us. Hebrews 13, 8. Revelation 13 and 8. Life is in the blood. Leviticus 17 and 11. Why is it so important to have these scriptures, to know these scriptures, to believe these scriptures? Because if you are a Christian, you are supposed to be built upon the rock. You're supposed to stand on the rock. This is the rock of God's word, okay? Built in the covenant, the new covenant of Jesus Christ, okay, the Lamb of God through his blood, okay? These words, okay, are not mere words, but Jesus Christ said, if you believe these words, you shall have power with me. You shall be where I am, you shall be, okay? And Jesus promised you and made certain promises, okay, and provisions, okay?
Amen.
For all those who take his word and who believe in his words, okay? I don't care
Amen.
How powerful the devil is. I don't care what the devil is showing you. Whatever the devil is showing you is a lie. I don't care how many people are saying it. I don't care if the whole world is saying it. I don't care if the whole world turned against God. They all are liars. I don't care if I turn against God. I'm a liar
Amen.
Too.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Everything that speaks amiss against the word of God and says God is not who he said he is, Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh. Jesus Christ did not die, okay, on the cross. Jesus Christ did not get up, okay? He didn't rise from the dead, and he didn't ascend up on high, and that he's not sitting on the throne okay, if they tell you this, they are a liar, and the truth is not in
Amen.
Them, okay? Jesus Christ paid many, by his blood, Jesus Christ did many things for us, okay? Now I'm going to show you, I'm going to read you something else that Jesus Christ did, okay? And I got this out of a book, okay? Sister Baxter, Mary Baxter wrote it, okay? You know the lady that wrote the book about the revelation of hell, heaven and hell?
Amen.
She wrote this book, okay? And she wrote this book about the blood, the power of the blood. Power of the blood is what we have to stand on, okay? The power of the blood. So,
Amen.
She says she got these seven things that Jesus did with his blood, okay, to cleanse us, okay? Okay, that he did. Okay, Jesus, he sweat drops of blood, okay? You read that scripture, okay, where Jesus, where he was so anguished that he began to sweat drops of blood? Luke 22. Okay, that was number one. Number two, Jesus was struck in the face by many of the priests, the high priests. Okay, and by many of the Sanhedrin. Okay, those were the scribes and the Pharisees. Okay, they struck him in the face. Okay, when they had him, they beat. Okay. In his face, okay? The blood came out at that time also, okay?
Amen.
Matthew 20:67. Micah 5:11. That's the Old Testament. Micah 5:11. Isaiah 52:14. Number three, the scourging of Jesus. Jesus was scourged, okay? And much blood
Amen.
Was spilled. Okay, his flesh was torn, okay, literally torn, okay, from his bones, okay. You know, as he was whipped, okay, and he received the 39 stripes, okay, save one, okay, 40, okay. Isaiah 50:6.
Amen.
Number four, piercing thorns was placed upon Jesus Christ's head as a crown, okay, and they pressed it down into his head and into his flesh, and the blood came out. Matthew 27:29-30. Blessed be the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Number five. Hallelujah, the beard of Jesus was plucked out of his face by these same high priests, by these same people that called themselves the people of God, the people that should have received him. They had a word that was against him, and they plucked his beard out of his face, O Lord God, even as Isaiah in the 50th chapter, the 6th verse, Isaiah 50:6.
Hallelujah.
Six.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was crucified. Hallelujah. Placed on the cross. Nailed. Hallelujah. Through his palms of his hands. Hallelujah. Psalms 22:16. He shed the blood. Seven.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He was pierced with a spear finally up through his chest. Hallelujah. And the blood spurted out with water. Hallelujah. As a sign of our cleansing. Blessed be the Lamb. John 19:34. Zechariah 12 and 10. Hallelujah. This is Jesus, the Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God.
Pardon me. Pardon me, because when I think about the blood of Jesus Christ, when I talk about the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and I understand the price of that Jesus Christ paid for me, that he took my place upon the cross,
hallelujah.
Okay? Hallelujah. He took my place. He took your place. He took all of our places because we was
hallelujah.
Worthy of sin. We was worthy of sin. We are worthy of death, okay? It's not a one of us that was not worthy, okay? We are guilty, all of us, every one of us. And Jesus Christ knew our sin, and he knew that we needed a Savior, and he came in the flesh, and he stood in our place, every one of us, for every one of us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. But Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This thing is so important, okay, that there's so many scriptures here, okay, that I can't possibly give them all to you. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he is real. He was real then. He's real now, okay? He did shed his blood. Record of him rising from the dead, okay? And it was witnessed, many witnesses of him rising. He was seen, okay, of many, okay? So this thing was not done in the dark, okay? Many people witnessed Jesus, okay? And then some people saw Jesus, okay, long after Jesus had ascended. Jesus still was showing himself to people, okay, like Paul. You remember Paul that was persecuting the church? The Lord appeared to him on the road, okay, where he was going to do evil and mischief, okay, against God's church, God's body of Christ, okay? He was going to bring some more of the people, more of the Christians to the high priest so that they could kill them, so that they could persecute them, so that they can, you know, do whatever they want to do. They could stone them, whatever they want to do to them, okay? And that's what he was doing because he thought he was right. But he saw Jesus on that road, okay?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He met Jesus on that road,
hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ said, you are persecuting me. You are persecuting me. Because if you're persecuting God's church, you are persecuting him, okay? That's who you're persecuting, okay?
Amen.
So Jesus Christ, he not only heard the voice of Jesus, but he saw Jesus, okay? Jesus converted this man to him, okay? And this man, a lot of his words came in this man's mouth, and he spoke the word, okay?
Yeah.
He spoke the revelations, okay, that he hid. Okay, some of the things that was not easy to understand, he spoke those things. God revealed those things to Paul, okay? Now, you wonder,
amen.
You might wonder, God take a vessel like Paul. Why would God take a vessel like Paul and give him such a great? Because was a very sincere man, even though what he was doing was bad. Paul was a sincere man, and he actually believed in what he was doing. Okay, he thought he was doing God's work. He thought he was actually doing God's work, but he wasn't. Okay. So when Jesus Christ said, "Now you're persecuting me," Jesus Christ made him to understand that was in the scripture. You know that Paul got his revelation from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ taught Paul everything that he knows about, you know, he taught him, okay? 3 years before he even met anybody, the Lord was teaching him, okay? If the Lord taught this man that was persecuting his church, don't you know the Lord would teach you also, that the Lord would show you, that the Lord will convert you, that the Lord will show you that his word is true, okay? The thing that we are saying to you about the blood of Jesus Christ is so important, okay, because it's the rock. It's the foundation which we stand. Everything else makes no difference, okay? If Jesus Christ didn't shed his blood, and Jesus Christ wasn't resurrected, everything else makes no difference, okay? It makes no difference about the miracles that Jesus did, but Jesus Christ did shed his blood, and Jesus Christ did get up out the grave. He did rise from the, and then not only did he rise from the dead, but he led other people out of death, okay? That was dead, okay? They was dead.
Amen.
They was waiting on Jesus, okay? People like Noah, people like Abraham, all those people, they were waiting on the Christ. And so Jesus Christ, he came down there, he burst the gates asunder, and he took the keys of death and hell from the devil. And he said, give me those keys, devil. He said, give me those keys now. He took those keys, and when he took those keys away from the devil, he said, now all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And he told his, what did he tell his disciples? He said, do as I did. Okay?
Yeah.
He said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. And he that believeth on me, these signs shall follow them. In my name shall they cast out devils. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. If anything deadly bite them, it will not hurt them, okay? If they drink anything deadly, it will not kill them, okay? Because this is supposed to, it don't mean that you're supposed to go out and tempt God and drink some deadly stuff, but this is supposed to be the signs that's supposed to follow people that believe in Christ. We're supposed to have power to heal, okay? To revive, to raise from the dead. That power is supposed to be amongst us, okay? Not every one of us would do it, but it's supposed to be amongst us to do it. Hallelujah. And that's why we need that solemn assembly. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's why we need that solemn assembly, because you need that greater power, okay? Because the devil, your enemy, and this is just one of the religions that we're telling you about. That's just one of the religions. That's not all the religions. That's just one. And that's not even the big one. A big one. Okay.
Amen.
And thing is, it's causing such confusion in the world. Okay. It's so much confusion caused by these false religions. Okay.
Yeah.
Or religiosity. You could call it, just say religiosity. Just kill the whole thing, okay? Okay. Religiosity. That's what it is. Because men think because they are religious that they are right in the eyes of God, okay? But God does not accept your religiosity. Okay? God only accepts one thing, that you came to him, that you accepted his son that he sent. Himself that he sent in the flesh, you accepted him, and you said, yes, I believe in you, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, because that makes the Father smile. When you say you believe in Jesus Christ, that makes the Father smile, because he's Jesus Christ, okay?
Amen.
So that makes him smile. Do you believe in the one that I sent? Okay? No, I don't believe in him. Then you're going to die in your sins.
Right.
Is that plain? Is that simple?
Amen.
If you don't believe that Jesus is He, you're going to die in your sins, like it says in the book of John. And he was talking to the priest. He told them, he said, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
I am He, okay? Abraham was, I am He, okay? Before Noah was, before all those, you know, I am, okay? And so this is the one from the first to the last that the Bible is spoken of. The Bible spoke of Jesus Christ from the first to the last, speak about Jesus Christ, okay, coming into this world. This is our only hope, okay? The only thing that we have to stand on, okay? And if we don't believe in Him, there is no salvation for us, okay? And you might well pack your bags and go on to hell. You know, and that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I know it sounds terrible. But if we don't accept the sacrifice that God made, okay, that the true and living God, the Father made, okay, He made that sacrifice. He
Amen.
Came amongst us. And He lived amongst us, and and the Lord God took our abuse. Because whether you believe it or not, okay, all of us, all these things happened to Jesus because of us, because of our sins, because of all of our sins, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Believe in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe in Him. And be converted to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, okay? Hallelujah. And receive His Holy Spirit, okay? Receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and He will give you His Spirit abundantly, okay? And He won't just give you a touch of His Spirit. He's going to give you, like Jesus said, he that believeth on Me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The 7th chapter of John says that if you believe on Him, he'll be like a river, like rivers of living water in your belly, flowing out of your belly. Okay, and like He told that woman at the well, what did He tell her in the 4th chapter of John? What did He tell her? He said, I have water that you know not of. Okay, if you didn't know who it was that's speaking to you, you would ask me, and I would give you, okay?
Amen.
Because Christ is the answer, okay? And His blood, okay, is the perpetuation for our sins, okay? 1 John 2:2, His blood is, okay? And that means
Amen.
The perpetuation means that He cleanses our blood forever. Our blood is, that He cleanses our sins away forever, okay? Our sins is done away forever, okay? And then, not only is it a perpetuation of our, of our cleansing, okay? But as often as we come to Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive us of our sins, He is just, hallelujah, to forgive us, faithful, to forgive us of all our sins. Is that not what the Scripture says?
Amen.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's once again truly a blessing to go into the Word of God today. And there's so much power in the blood. When you talk about the blood, you know, out of sincerity of your heart, you are touched by the power of God.
Amen.
Eva, I pray that for those of you who didn't know, I pray that you have given us your undivided attention, because it's very important for you to know this. This is why religions and cults like Christian Scientists and others, whom, and I just have to say, as Satan is using to try to deter you away from the truth that will save you. Nothing else can save you, okay?
Amen.
Nothing or nobody else can save you. This is what we're telling you today. And we're telling you that because of the shedded blood of Christ, okay, and the power. Now, once again, We don't want you to look at it just being shedded, but shed it with power. It has power, okay, to
Amen.
Do that no one else blood could do. If anybody else blood could have done it, then God could have used somebody else. But no one else blood had that power that Jesus
Amen.
Blood had. And this is what we're presenting to you today. Amen. So once again, the word of God tells you that, hey, God doesn't agree with that stuff that Christian Science teaching, nor did God give them any of that. So if you hear from any of them tell you, say, hey, we got this directly from God, well, understand this, they didn't get it from the true and living God. Okay? They didn't get it from him. Because
Amen.
The word of God is telling you that that didn't come from him. Praise be to God. So I'm going to get ready to let my brother close it out with prayer. And then after he pray, I'm going to tell you what our next broadcast concerning Christian Science will be this coming Sunday. Go ahead, brother.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your holy, righteous name, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your sacrifice of your blood, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, for your passing over, Lord Jesus. Lord God, for your Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who takes away the sins of the world. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus, for your holy, righteous, hallelujah, for your goodness, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, Lord Jesus. Because you alone, Lord God, hallelujah, stood in our place, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You alone, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, accepted, Lord Jesus, judgment, condemnation, oh Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and you had done no wrong. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming in the flesh. Thank you for dying
yes,
in the flesh. Thank you for rising
yes.
from the dead. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for ascending up on high. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you sat on the throne, O Lord God, and that you are King forever, O Lord God. Hallelujah. In heaven and in earth, O Lord Jesus, and in all
yes.
that is. Jesus Christ's name, we give you honor, praise, and glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you that have been listening. And this coming Sunday, me and my brother will be back. I just want to say don't forget tomorrow and Saturday night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And then this coming Sunday, me and my brother will be back continuing on the teaching of Christian Science. And the word of God is going to answer this question here. Is heaven and hell an act or an actual place? I'm going to say it again for those of you so you can think on this as we go into the word of God. Is heaven and hell an act or an actual place? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You know, and some of you listening to this and you say, hey, man, this stuff is obvious. I'm telling you, you got to say more than obvious. You need to know the word of God, okay? Because I hear, brother, many people who don't know, they would just come out and say something like that. Like, oh, it's obvious. But when you have people like Christian Science start saying this stuff at you and you're not rooted in the word of God, if you don't be careful, they end up convincing you the other way. I keep stressing this to people, brother, because people are underestimating their enemy. You know, there's people
Amen.
Out there that Satan used that got slick and cunning words. I mean, the best way I can describe it, that it just sounds like it's true.
Amen.
But if you're
yes.
not the type of person to search the scriptures, you're going to be easily taken. You're going to be easily taken. And I don't say that
Amen.
As a braggadocious statement or trying to toot me and my brother's own horn, like we know everything, we're not saying that. What I'm saying is this. This is for those of you who hearing us talk about what Christian Science teach and believe and thinking to yourselves, well, we don't need to hear that. We got God. God will take care of us. Well, God told you to do something, okay? He told you to do something. He wasn't going to do it for you. He said, study to show thyself approved. He said,
Amen.
Search the scripture. He told you to do it. He's not going to do it for you, okay? And I'm just mighty afraid that many of us is going to be caught up in the snares of the enemy because we think we don't have to do it. And the thing about it, we just think that God has to do, okay? I'm going to stress it like that. We think that God has to do. So even if we don't do it, he has to do. Even if we don't study, he has to deliver us. Even if we don't search the scripture, he has. That's the mentality many of us is carrying, you know? You know, like some of the children out these days, and they think that they are entitled, okay, to stuff from the parents. They are entitled, okay? Don't have to do nothing. No, even though the parents show them what's right, don't have to do it. But, you know, when mom and daddy and mama say, hey, don't you fool them boys and don't be smoking no drugs, and little Tommy go do it anyhow, he feel like they have to get me out of jail, okay? They have to. Amen. And that's how we're, quote, feeling, some of us as Christians, that we are so
Amen.
Entitled that when God yeah. says study, no, God, even if I get caught up by the devil, he has to come and get me out. You understand what I'm saying? That's the thing
Amen.
That the mentality some of us as Christians have taken. So this is why y'all keep hearing me saying this on the broadcast about studying and searching the scriptures, and if you don't, you can end up getting caught in a snare. We have built up this entitlement spirit towards God that God, no, we ain't got to do it, but you have to do God. Amen? That's the kind of thing. And that is going to get you in trouble, just like many of the kids are today with that entitlement spirit. So don't forget, join us once again Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Lord say the same. We thank God for all you've been listening. Brother, this has been a blessed broadcast once again tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. And, brother, you put some lumps on that devil head again and praise the Lord. And what I'm so
Amen.
Happy, there's no aspirin he can take to stop this headache.
Yeah.
Ain't no aspirin he can take. That headache is thumping in his head. Amen. So praise Amen. Be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nate. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother.
One day, when the glory comes,